Recreational? Not living room, but you was entertained in recreation. I don't know another term for living room.
What about the word parlor?
Oh, yes. Parlor.
Do people still use that?
Not to my knowledge.
Mm. Would you think that's kind of old fashioned?
Yes.
Okay. Talk about the height of this room. You'd say it's about how high?
8 or 9 feet high.
Okay. Nine and a half?
10 feet.
Okay. I was just worried about the feet part. In the house that you were brought up in, did you have a fireplace?
Yes.
Did you ever have to build a fire yourself?
Yeah, occasionally.
Could you tell me how you did that?
Oh, I got pieces of wood. And kennel wood, I guess it's called. And put them together and struck a match and started with that small piece of wood that I add more and perhaps paper if necessary.
Okay. What about the big piece of wood that you'd say?
Log.
Okay. And what about the those things that it sat on? Okay. And the thing that the smoke goes up through?
Chimney.
Yeah. Now if you're at a factory, the thing that the smoke goes up through?
Stack.
Okay. In front of a fireplace, the open area might be bricked over.
Hearth. Hearth.
Alright.
Hearth.
And on a lot of fireplaces, right above it?
Mantle.
Okay. What about inside the fireplace, after the wood burns down, what's left of it?
Soot.
Okay, and the?
Ashes.
Alright, now this phrase that I want you to say, if the ashes were gray, you would say gray ashes. If they were white, you would say?
White ashes.
Okay. What would be some typical things that a person would have in his living room?
Sofa. Recliner, lamp, coffee table, end tables, cocktail table. Love, maybe. That's it.
What's that that the recorder's resting on?
Chair.
Okay. Do you distinguish it from one like that over there?
They are, that's an easy chair. Straight back.
Okay. What about those right there?
Stools.
Okay. What about typical things that, what do you call the room where you sleep? That's your
bedroom.
Okay. What about typical things there?
Bed. Dresser. Chest of drawers. Men's chest. Nightstand. Lamp.
Okay. What's the difference between a chest of drawers and a dresser?
Just the drawer is higher. A dresser usually have a mirror in front of it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Have you ever heard, well, let's say if a house has built-in places where you hang your clothes, you call them?
A closet.
Have you ever heard of something that was movable that people used before they had built-in closets for hanging their clothes?
Cedar chest.
And is that for hanging them up?
I don't.
Okay, like it has doors and it's all hanging space?
I guess.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word wardrobe?
Yes. Long, long ago.
The word is?
Wardrobe.
And that would be pretty much the same thing as the cedar chest?
I guess.
Okay. What about a general word for all of this stuff that we've been talking about?
Furniture.
Okay. Those things that you have over your windows, you call them?
Valence. Valence.
Is that cloth?
Oh, I'm sorry. Curtains?
Okay.
It's still a valence. I mean, that part's valence part.
I don't know that word. How do you spell it?
V-A-L-E-N-C.
Learn something. What about, some people have these things on rollers that they pull down over the window?
Curtains? I don't know.
Shades?
Oh, yeah, shades. That's right.
Okay. And some people have things that adjust. They're white.
Blinds. Venetian blinds.
Okay.